magician bloke with the mask.
Oh, with the black mask. Were you in the masked magician as well?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Fucking hell.
I never fancied him because I didn't know what he looked like.
Yeah. Oh, right, so you were just into the show.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like Saturday afternoon, like me and Anna would make a dinner.
People were always into really Joey Jordanson. I mean, like, I say people, like, this was back when I was a boy, and girls would be like, oh, he's well hot. And like, how can you possibly tell? He's in a boiler suit and a mask. Mm-hmm. Don't know what
he
looks like.
But then he turned up in the Murder Dolls.
And then was he hot?
He was just covered in makeup, but he was still sort of hot, yeah. Mm. Skinny, weird, gangly fella.
Yeah.
Apparently he's dead awkward as well. I know a couple of people who've met him and they've said he's a bit, like, just really, like, socially awkward, which I'd get.
Yeah, you would have to be mentally ill to be in Slipknot.
Yeah. Or the Murder Dolls.
Yeah.
But I did like the Murder Dolls and I sort of, they are a bit of a guilty pleasure still.
Yeah.
I have no shame in that.
Well, let's talk about that because, as you might not at home know, because I cut that out when I was talking about it because of technical problems. But I'm now doing a live radio thing. It's on Mixlr.com on Real FM. If you can be bothered tuning in, please do.
I'll do a little post about it so people know.
Yeah, but like I'm going through and I'm playing. You know, there was a while ago the scandal about like pretty much everyone in the music industry being incredibly problematic. And so that's sort of a problem that I'm running into, mm-hmm. but I'm making my selections because I can't keep up with who is cancelled.
Yeah, like who's allowed to be played on air
yeah.
realistically and who's a convicted sex offender.
Yes.
Like you've got one or two options now, mm-hmm. especially from like 90s backwards. It's problematic.
Yeah.
But I've had it on at home, and I've been doing little. I'm jiggling about like people can see, but I jiggle a lot.
Yeah.
To most things.
Just you have to imagine the jiggling.
Jiggling.
Oh my god! Yes, let's have a TV show.
Let's.
Yes, we're expanding our broadcasting empire.
Like keeping up with the Kardashians.
Yeah.
But like
keeping up with these two fucking agents.
Jesus. Isn't that what this is?
Yes.
We're on episode 21 of Gobshitery.
Yeah.
21. Hi, friends!
Most auspicious.
Most auspicious.
Mm-hmm.
What a good word.
Yes. Mm. It's not one of our chosen letters for the week.
It's not. No. We have chosen O.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. No, but I've got loads of notes and I've got loads of stuff to tell you.
Becky is going to tell you about some stuff. I have not done any of my homework.
So. I have done all of it.
Yeah.
Last minute, like I said I would.
Did say that. She's a woman of a word, if nothing else.
Yeah. I get it done, but I get it done last minute because that's part and parcel of who I am.
That's reasonable.
Yeah. And you fueled me today with food.
Yes.
I ate meat again.
Yeah.
I had a really bad craving for a burger though, and you made me a fucking. Mm. Oh, I mean, I'm literally half covered in it.
Yes.
But my god, that was a good burger.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot how good cow is.
The best burgers. What's going to happen is, I don't know, maybe someday there'll be communism or something, and we can have a diner, and I'll prepare pancakes and cheese burgers for people.
I like that. I think that's a good idea. Like when we're allowed out of isolation.
Yes.
Yeah. But do you wanna I'm dead excited, I've got so much to tell you about the letter O. But I'll do a little recap.
Okay.
So last week we talked about the letter K.
Mm-hmm.
And you won.
Yeah.
You won the K game.
Uh-huh.
So find out who wins the O game this week, and it better be me. I'm gonna be fucking pissed if it's not me.
You're gonna be so upset. I've been playing Scrabble though, so letters.
Oh, good with letters, but not with numbers.
Yeah.
But I said last week that I was gonna talk to you about an orangutan called Ken Allen.
Yeah, you did.
Because that began with K,
mm-hmm.
but orangutan also starts with O.
Yes.
So I saved him for this week.
Wow.
But I learned about him mm-hmm. from the beauty of YouTube.
Yes.
And he was a Bornean orangutan. So, you know, the big buggers with, like, the, like, wide, pan faces.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have you seen the new Jungle Book? The, like, live-action one they did. It's the, like, King Louis is a Bornean orangutan, just for anyone who doesn't know what a Bornean orangutan is. They are handsome, but odd-looking.
The one with the big face.
Leathery, flat face. Yeah. But he is at San Diego... He was at San Diego Zoo. He died, sadly, in 2000, when I was 10.
Oh.
Sadly, he had prostate cancer, but he was 29, which is apparently decent for an orangutan, I think.
All right.
I hope. But in his life, he was nicknamed the Hairy Houdini because he kept escaping. He basically had his enclosure and he just kept getting out, but he wasn't, like, aggressive. He just liked people. So he just sort of got up, got out, and just went and milled about with the visitors of the zoo and took loads of photos.
Yeah.
And then...
Just hung out with the folks and got ice cream and...
There was, like, a whole thing as well, like, Free Ken Allen. Yeah. Which was, like, he had, like, the zoo sold, like, T-shirts and bumper stickers and everything, because this is America. But, yeah, the... Like, after he just peacefully strolled around and did his thing, like, he figured out that the zookeeper's uniform, like, people in that uniform would take him back to his enclosure. So then he started avoiding... He got really smart and started avoiding them, so then the zookeepers had to go undercover.
Right.
Like, plain clothes to, like, get him in his enclosure. And I think the zoo spent, like, something like $500,000 in these different enclosures to, like, back it up. And in his last one, he actually had some lady companions.
Oh.
And he also taught them how to escape.
Good lad.
So, literally, it's none of the orangutans. Yeah. None of them could be left unattended because they were amazing. But yeah, he was a good little egg. And eventually they had to, like, they built him a fortress, which was, like, they had professional rock climbers come in on this climbing wall to make sure there was no, like, footholds and potholes that he could fucking scramble up. And they had a little moat, but then one day the moat drained and Ken Allen escaped. He was, back on his old antics. Just being dead nice to the people. Yeah. That's Ken Allen.
Sounds like a decent fellow.
Yeah. Where did I find him? Oh, it's that bloke on YouTube. I can't remember his fucking name. He's an oddball. But he does a thing called Absolute Mad Lads.
All right, yeah.
And this I've learned a lot from this YouTuber.
But Ken Allen was one of the mad lads?
Yes, but he's the one that stuck in my brain the most because I just... Because he usually does humans, because, obviously.
Yeah.
But this orangutan was a full-on fucking bad lad.
Aye.
So he just did loads of escapings and just wandered around the zoo because he liked people. I don't understand that bit, because why would you like people? But
that is the most far-fetched part of the story, isn't it?
Not that this orangutan's escaping and taking his ladies with him. It's that he likes people.
Yeah.
That's my issue with this. But, yeah, there's some facts about Ken Allen the orangutan.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Yeah. That's all I've got.
Great. Bye, friends.
Bye, friends.
It's been lovely having you.
No, that's not all of it. It's not all my homework.
Mm.
But that's the bit about Ken Allen.
All right. Great.
Have you got any other... We can't just keep... We're just going to say words, aren't we?
Yeah, pretty much.
Because that's what we're like.
And I have not researched any of my words.
I only researched orangutan and occult.
Okay.
I got loads of facts on the occult.
Mm.
Did you know... that Abraham Lincoln's wife used to have seances in the White House?
Oh.
Yeah. She said that her dead son used to come to her at night. And Queen Victoria did the same. She used to have seances in the palace for, like, a dead husband and that.
Seances were mad popular in the Victorian era.
Speak to the dead and shit.
Let's do a seance episode.
Have you ever spoken to the dead?
I have a Ouija board.
That does not answer my question.
Well...
Pause for dramatics. Have you... How do you know I'm not dead?
Well, don't start this again.
Haven't we established that I'm not real?
Yes.
Between you and Adam?
Mm.
That time he was in a fucking K-hole.
Uh-huh.
Woke me up at 3 a.m. Becky, you need to tell me you're real.
Yeah.
Are you real? Yes, I'm fucking real, you dickhead. I'm asleep.
Yeah.
And then you decided I wasn't real. Can you imagine if I wasn't, though? And I was actually just dead.
Yeah, totally.
And I'm listening back to the podcast like, oh, yeah, there's two of us. But in fact, it's just you talking to yourself.
Exactly. It's just me doing two different voices.
You are good at voices.
Exactly. Ah. And then, right, and then also I've seen Fight Club before, so all the pieces fit.
That's true. We don't make soap, though. I mean, we could make soap.
I really want to make soap, and you taught me how to make soap.
It's only because there's so much space involved.
Yeah, that's true.
And so many, like, what's the word?
Next door to our diner, we can have a little soap shop.
We can have a soap shop in the diner. You can make edible soap.
No.
Organic soap?
Organic soap, I
will. Organic's an old word.
All right, yeah, it
yes.
is.
They're coming now. They're coming. We're doing it.
It's a little obtuse, but I'll allow it.
Oh, you just... Oh, you little shit.
sneaking points.
I like it. But I don't think I'm dead. I think I'm alive.
Yeah.
I think I'm real. I hope I'm real.
Mm. I just, frankly, get a little bit psychotic sometimes. especially when I'm in isolation.
Only I can laugh at that, by the way.
It's hard to know what's real sometimes, isn't it?
Including yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's fun about the occult.
Mm.
Maybe, like, we could live on in the afterlife.
Oh, no.
Like, isn't the whole thing about death, like, have you just broke your pen?
Only part of it.
Oh, no. Poor pen.
But yes.
You didn't have anything to stem with, did you?
No.
I should know better than that. I need to provide you with toys before we start.
I wish I could argue with that, but it's...
I should know better.
Yeah, that's accurate.
That is accurate.
I need enrichment. Like Ken Allen.
You're just going to escape your confinements.
I am.
Go to the Asda. Teach everybody else how to escape.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Oh, we had a time in the Asda.
Oh, it's the only fun we have.
outside
yes, the house.
Outside of fun that we have. Fine. Yes. That's where my the thing that made me happy came from this week.
What was it?
It was when... we just got into the Asda and you were like looking at we wanted some bits from like the party range. I wanted to get some chalks on my wall because I'm running out of chalks to write on my wall with.
And I needed a birthday card for the boy for next week.
So where were we in that bit? And you found the JVN book.
Yeah.
That was very exciting. And just I guess because I haven't really spoken to anyone at all, so no one's spoken to me in like weeks. So then I was looking for chalks and I heard her going, Beb! And I was like, ah, that's me.
That's me, I'm Beb!
Yeah. And that was really nice.
I think people get a bit confused because like when we paid,
mm-hmm.
like you were waiting for me mm-hmm. and she was like, do you need another bag? And I was like, oh, Beb, can I have another bag? And she sort of looked at you and looked at me and then looked at you again and I was like, it's none of your business.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm allowed to call my friends Beb. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
None of your fucking business. But I didn't like her anyway.
No.
That's why I like putting my own shopping through.
Yeah, we should have done that. My shoppy cashier mum was shite as well.
Just miserable. And they weren't provided with masks.
Yeah.
Not happy. Why are you not providing your fucking essential staff with masks?
Exactly. Like every 5 minutes and that. They're on the intercom. Oh, we care deeply about our fucking send
look,
them
we've
home
got
then.
T-shirts from Ed Office and loads of stickers on the floor.
Yeah.
Right, you've spent all your money there, but you can't fucking get basic PPE for your staff. So they don't die from the fucking pandemic happening.
Mm-hmm.
Gobshites.
Pisses me off, like.
I hate people.
Fuck you, John Walton.
Who?
John Walton.
Who's John Walton?
It's the guy who owns, I think he's called John, or I might be thinking of the Waltons, but the guy who owns Walmart, which Asda is a subsidiary of.
Walmart's decent, though. It's proper hillbilly trash.
Yeah.
I went in on, like, the day before I was leaving America, mm-hmm. and my friend Ash, who I was staying with, he was, like, my American you, essentially. And I was like, will you take me to Walmart? And they were like, no. Mm-hmm. I'm not taking you to Walmart. We'll go to Target. We're not going to Walmart. Oh, Walmart's full of trash.
Yeah.
And they waited in the car. I was like, no, I want to go to Walmart. And they were just like, oh, for fuck me. Right, fine. I'm staying in the fucking car. Mm-hmm. And I went through and I must have spent at least $150 on just shit.
Nice.
It's like the range, but tackier. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But then there's Target as well.
Yeah.
Oh, shopping in America's fun. I can't wait to go on holiday.
I don't want to go. I mean, I used to really, really, really want to go to America, but now America is shit. I mean, America was probably always shit. I'm quite sure America was shit in the 90s and 80s, but it looked really cool in, like, Beverly Hills Cop and that.
Well, that's it. The country itself, beautiful. Like, there's so much going on there, and there's so much I'd love to see and do. There's, like, the fucking, like, French Quarter in New Orleans and,
the
like...
The world's biggest pit.
Just, I want to go and see all of these beautiful things, and most of them are in America. I just don't like the fucking government.
Yeah.
Because they're knobs.
I know. I was playing some music off of Bandcamp.
Oh, they had recently. The free thing on, didn't they?
Yeah, well,
no charges.
I missed that. It was a whole thing, but I think probably I still would have had to pay tax regardless.
Mm.
So I was like, I bought this album. It was only $3, and I'm like, I don't know why I have to pay in dollars, but fine. And I was like, yeah, buzzing. But I got charged fucking 60 cents in fucking tax. So for me to buy that fucking record, I had to give Donald Trump 60 pence.
That annoys me. That was one of the biggest things that I didn't understand over there. Like, I went to get some lip jewellery, like this one. And I went in, there was a beautiful shop, and I was like, right, these are actually fairly cheap.
Yeah.
Like, they're really fucking reasonably priced. They're cheaper than what I'd get at home. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, oh, yeah, so I want two of them, because I had three lip piercings at the time. I want two of them, and can you fit them? Yeah, yeah, no problem. That's something like $90. I was like, they're like 30-something each, just nothing cheaper than UK monies. And then it was like, yeah, yeah, we've got to put tax on. I was like, why don't you have tax already on things?
Yeah.
You go to a restaurant and
also,
it's like...
I'm not even up from here. Fuck your taxes.
Yeah. So I've got to pay tax on shit. And then I have to tip.
Oh, my God.
Like, I don't mind tipping. I'm fine with tipping.
I hate
it. But when it's
honestly,
like, oh,
I
your dinner's actually...
Or how much to tip or who to tip or...
I usually just leave coins or something or, like, give it directly to the
I'll always do it in a restaurant because you can just leave it in the little tray thing that they give you. But, like, when you get, like, I know I'm supposed to tip the pizza man, but I don't know what to say, and it's just really awkward. And
just giving someone
just
a pound.
Off, and it's like, yeah. And then, like, I don't know is if I give you a pound. And sometimes they'll be like, oh, really? Oh, see? And you're like, oh, well, if you're going to make a scene, for fuck's sake. And other times they're like, all right, was that all you're giving me? And I'm like, well...
But half the time, you don't. If you want to give them a tip, they don't let you.
Yeah.
They sort of just shove the food at you and then run. And you're
some,
like, oh, I'm going to
do that. Or
give you a pound.
You're like, well, actually, I don't have any cash in the house. And then they stand there looking at you, like, going to tip me. And I'm like, I paid with my card, mate. I would love to. But I thought, oh, fuck, have I got a tip after I put the order in? And then, no, I haven't.
No.
Sorry, mate. Do you want some pennies out of the jar? Because you're going to be more pissed off at me for that, I reckon.
Right, but it's more awkward when you've got to sit there and you're like, oh, your burger's $5. But then there's $3 tax. And you're like, all right, okay, my burger's $8. And then you've got a tip.
Yeah.
And I'm like, right, so I'm actually paying fucking 30 quid for a burger.
Yeah.
That on the menu says it's $5. I'm like, will you just put the fucking tax in? It's not hard. But then... This is why American people must be so good at fucking math. And I'm shit at it.
I guess.
Because tax is already put on here. So over there, you've got to go, this is that, plus the other, right, $40, there you go. And I'm like, you fucking, what? Like, it does my fucking tits in. I can't stand... One, I fucking hate tax.
Yeah.
But two, just put it in. Put it in. Do you remember that time when they took it off in the UK? And you'd go to Primark and rather than, like, a pair of jeans being a tenner, they were, like, £8.77.
No.
Do you not remember that? No. I lived in Wigan at the time, so it was a good, like... I'm going to assume, like, a good 8, 9, maybe longer years ago.
Yeah.
But you'd go in, and it was like everything was.
I would have been very drunk outside somewhere at that point in my life.
So. Probably. Yeah. But there's this like it was just odd. You'd go in, and everything was oddly priced because then they took the tax off, and then like so many weeks later they put the tax back on. You know, and there's the big fucking. I was too, like, ecked up to understand government, and I was like, I don't need to know anything about the government. I don't watch the news.
Don't watch the news. It's really bad for your mental health.
Don't watch the news. Yeah. But go watch. What have I been on? What was I telling you about earlier?
Oh, I don't know.
What are they called? Conspiracy theories.
Oh yes, yes, that was it. That was it. Yes.
That's my life now. Conspiracy theories, and the occult.
Okay.
Nice segue.
That was well played.
Well played. Yeah. I could have just kept going with it and not given myself praise, but I'm going to give myself praise.
Go fucking give yourself praise. I'm all about that.
Back to the occult.
Yes.
Did you know
that
occult is obviously a Latin word because everything is, but it means secret or hidden.
Oh, yes.
I saw that and I was like, it kind of makes sense, but you never think about that. It was quite cool. And then I got another fact, which sort of isn't anything to do with the occult, but kind of ties in somewhere, I guess.
Yeah.
That people who meditate long term, like not just once or twice, sit and meditate daily or whatever, it actually changes your brain, like, what's the word, like in observable ways.
Oh.
You can actually see it, and they develop more compassion and empathy. Da, da, da.
Well, you sold me on the changing my brain, but then you lost me on the more compassion and empathy. I feel like I already do a fair amount of that, and it's distressing.
Yeah, but if you did meditation, then maybe it wouldn't be distressing.
Yes. Maybe.
You're looking at me like, you fucking care. Yeah.
I'll rate it when you're right.
You do, I.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there was more that I found out, and most people know about Anton LaVey. Do you know who Anton LaVey is? He was, like, the founder of the Church of Satan.
Oh, right, yes. That's
everyone thought he was a fucking weird little vampire. He was an odd dude. But I found, and I'm going to read you, which I think are fucking magical.
Okay.
They are called the 11 Elven Satanic Rules.
Okay, yes.
So, the first one is do not give opinions or advice unless you are asked. This is coming from a Satanist, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, people think Satanism is like, oh, you worship the devil and sacrifice fucking goats. I mean, I don't like goats at the best of times, but I'm not willing to sacrifice one. But most of the part of Satanism is like... loving yourself and putting yourself first and giving yourself this, like, structure to love and believe other people. And the second one is, do not tell your troubles to others unless you are sure they want to hear them. Mm-hmm. Which is pretty much what we do. Like, have you got a minute for my fucking rant?
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. And then, when in another's home, show them respect or else do not go there.
Yeah.
Number four. If a guest in your home annoys you, treat him cruelly and without mercy.
I like that one.
I do like that one. Number five. Now, this is a Satanist, you know. Horrible, horrible people. Do not make sexual advances unless you are given the mating signal.
I like that. Like there's a big sex horn that you have to blow.
Horn of Gondor! Just me in the background puffing me feathers up like... Mating call, baby. Ready for orgasms. Fucking hell.
You're not having that one, you.
I am.
Oh, you didn't even know
I am. I'm having that one.
God damn it.
Number six is, do not take that which does not belong to you unless it is a burden to the other person and they cry out to be relieved. I mean, I'm pretty sure that Asda is crying out for me to steal their plants.
A little bit, yeah.
I don't steal from people, though. We've established this.
Yeah.
I don't steal from people. I steal from corporations. People I don't give a shit about. And where are we up to? Number seven. Acknowledge the power of magic if you have employed it successfully to obtain your desires. If you deny the power of magic after having called upon it with success, you will lose all you have obtained.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. Number eight. Do not complain about anything to which you need not subject yourself. I don't agree with that one because I fucking love complaining.
Oh, it's kind of like...
About everything.
Yeah.
Number nine. Do not harm little children.
I mean...
What about big children?
Yeah, no.
Loophole.
Give them a kick in. yeah.
And then number 10. Do not kill non-human animals unless you are attacked or for your food.
Uh-huh.
And then my favourite one is number 11. When walking in open territory, bother no one. If someone bothers you, ask him to stop. If he does not stop, destroy him.
Yeah.
And those are the 11 elven satanic rules, which I found from Wikipedia.
And
Thanks, Wikipedia. But how cool's that?
That's
like, people have this, like...
Mm.
sort of view on Satanism and, like, the occult as this, like, dark, fucking horrible, like, underground thing with sacrificing and people.
Yeah.
Like, the people that do that and go around are usually fear-mongers or fucking teenagers going, metal! Like, calm your tits down.
I really wish I'd done some research now because there's a really interesting thread that I'm tugging at. And I don't have the information that's attached to the other end of it. But there was, like... I don't know, there was, like, a big scare about, like, some made-up shit, like a propaganda thing about Satanism. And because Satanism is not really to do with Satan, it's sort of, like, an antithesis to American Protestantism.
I like that word.
And so that's why it's like that, and that's why it has those rules, because it's, like, it is against, like, American culture, but it's not about worshipping the devil, so as to speak.
It's about worshipping yourself.
So, yeah.
Making sure you are healthy, safe, and the people around you are also healthy and safe.
Yeah.
You have a priority to look after yourself and not murder anyone.
Yeah.
Or rape anyone. I don't think that's... really too much to ask for.
I don't think that's too much at all. No.
It's not. It's normal standard. So by that, most of us are Satanists. Most people in our group, by definition, fall somewhat under that category of
empathy are Satanists, but I don't think you can then... You can't just say people have got empathy or all Satanists. That's quite a statement, I feel.
I like to make statements.
Yes, you do.
I don't mean like putting everyone in the box. I mean like I'm not saying everyone I know is a Satanist because some people that I know have no fucking religion whatsoever.
But a bit Catholic.
But people practice a lot of different bits of religion and pull bits. And just like we've discussed this, like I have no religion. I don't understand religion in that respect, but I pull bits from Catholicism and Satanism and Buddhism and Hinduism.
Yeah.
Pull bits in and go, well, this is how I build my, like, core, my centre, my sort of worth, my self-value, like, my value is pulled from various religions, and they are the religions that respect people, mostly. And I think Satanism does get a super bad rap. And there's this whole thing with, like... I've got a couple of friends over the years who are practicing witches. And they get a fucking bad time. Like, oh, you must worship Satan. And they're like, no, mate, I just like to collect lavender and do a couple of spells every now and again. And, like...
Yeah.
Keep things good and going and growing and healthy and happy and...
So Protestants just making shit up. It's bizarre. You will have seen them. They make these, like, weird comic books. to like for their like weird homeschooled kids about how everything that isn't Calvinism is the devil and.
But so I like the devil.
Well, I mean.
I think I'd be pals with the devil.
I don't feel like getting into that because I've thought of a quote that I want to use.
No.
And it goes back to what you were saying about religion, about how you take, you know, you'll take a little piece from here and a little piece from there. And I think that that's right because I think that, like, that our strength is that, like, again, contrary to that Protestant ideal of, like, this is a very specific way of how you need to be and how you need to behave. I think that our strength is in our diversity. And I think that God made us all different and that we should pursue our passions and what makes us different rather than trying to, like, fit into how we should be the most ourselves. And that's how we can be the best society as well. But my quote I think is from Star Trek, and I think it's something that the Vulcans say, just like as a phrase. You know, they have that like live long and prosper bit.
See, I'm not a Trekkie. Never have been.
Well, it's one of them, and it's very simple. It's infinite diversity and infinite combination.
I like that. Because peoples are different.
Yeah.
I don't know two people who are the same.
Exactly.
I know a lot of people who have the same core, the same centre, the same values, the same respect for other people, but no two are the same.
Yeah.
None. Mm-hmm. And that's half the fun of being a people and having a selection of good eggs around you. Just like... being themselves, taking parts of whatever they want to take parts of from their experience in life and helping that and helping them grow with it, or saying, you know what, I'm absolutely against that and I'm there's my thing, but I'm also taking I like it. It's just like a jigsaw puzzle for your soul.
Yeah. There's that one line in Nick and Nora, which I'm not going to credit to taken from Judaism, but they reference it being from Judaism in the movie. But she says, there's this bit about Judaism that I like, that the world's broken into pieces and it's everybody's job to put them back together. And he says, I think that maybe we are the pieces. And then my heart melts.
My little gay heart. I love that film so much. Oh, see, I like that. The world is very, very broken. And it is... It's our fucking responsibility.
Yeah.
Even two little gobshites. Sat in a spare room, like, we're doing our bit.
Yeah.
This is our bit to attempt to put the world back together and get people listening and going, oh, well, maybe these two fucking gobshites have actually got a point in between their incessant rambling about orangutans. Like, they sort of make sense somewhere. And that's what I like. Like, that's sort of part of my core, my centre. I don't need to, quote-unquote, go to work. And have a job to have worth and have value in this world. I just don't need that.
I think that, honestly, I've been getting just tying myself in knots with fucking anarcho-Catholicism.
Basically. What a gobful.
But like you're saying about, because I'm saying about how like I think God's made us all different. And so the world needs us then to explore those differences. But capitalism, and like specifically like having a job, forces you to be less yourself, to hide your emotions, to like smile when you're unhappy or whatever.
Put the same uniform on, act the same as everybody else, have the same rules, do the same thing.
It's causing so much, it's killing our world, really.
Well, so what we were saying earlier, I was like, in this fucking pandemic now, everybody's having a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Everybody's spending time with the kids. Just hanging out at home.
Doing a jigsaw.
Doing their own things. Doing whatever the fuck they want to do. Because they don't have to go to work. You can't go to work. All you can do is be creative and have fun and sort of try and expand.
Yeah.
Like, and everybody's having fun that I'm aware of. Yes, we're all fucking sick of it.
Yeah.
But people are sort of figuring out themselves a bit more and growing and blossoming, and it's really beautiful to see friends that I have who are like hardcore, let's go to work, I'm a... If that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. I'm not going to fucking tell you otherwise.
Yeah.
But I can see now that they were never happy, and they realised that they were never happy. They just... They like being at home and being able to paint and get messy and re-like... organise the fucking spare room and do this and do the other. Like, people are just being.
Yeah.
And living rather than being a part of the fucking rat race. Which, as much as I love rats, I don't like racing. Don't like moving quick. So I'm quite happy to lose the fucking rat race.
Yes.
Quite happy to be at the back. Like, I'm not arsed. But it is really beautiful.
I've worked out that if you go backwards around the track, it's quicker to get to the cheese.
I do like cheese.
Yes.
Ooh.
There's always free cheese inside a rat trap.
Not necessarily.
Yes. But sometimes it's baited with other things, but go and tell Benji from Skindred that. Tell him to go back and rewrite that song, you pedantic witch.
I am not even offended by that.
Nor should you be.
No. I think I'm a secret witch.
Yeah.
Like, do you remember when we went to Edinburgh Zoo? And we went round the little herb garden?
Oh, yeah, and you knew all the flavours.
All the flavours? All the plants,
all
potions?
All the names of the plants.
Yeah. It's like, that does this and this is for that, and I'm not sure what that is, but that's for that. And you were just walking behind me like, how the fuck?
That was cool.
It's like Holland and Barrett, baby.
Yes.
Did some homework while I worked. It was nice. But yeah. I don't
miss the zoo.
I miss outside. I don't want to go outside.
Oh my god.
Listeners, it got so bad earlier that I was looking out the window having a fucking paddy, and she went, shall I just take you for a walk? I am a fucking puppy.
Yeah.
The puppy in the car park, though.
Oh my god.
We got out. Oh my god. We got back here and we were bringing Becca shopping up. And I turned round and there was a group of people and I was pissed. I was like, well, they're not fucking social distancing. But then there was this fat little roly of a bad dwarf. What was it? Was it a boxer? Was it a bulldog? I think it was a baby bulldog.
Like an English bulldog.
Oh, it was just tiny little fat roll, like a little bouncer neck. Just, oh my god. And he was like, sit, get the paw. I was like, oh my god. Puppies. That's what I miss. I can't stroke puppies.
Yeah. That's like, really sad.
Dogs want to come up and say hello to me when I go on my little wanders to, like, the chemist or the other chemist.
Dogs don't have coronavirus.
No, but the owners do. But they've got extendable leads. Give that on 2 metres. Stand away, give your dog. I just want to pet your dog.
Give all under your dog, mate.
This is that, isn't there a website for that? Like...
What, gizalendayourdog.com?
I don't think it's called
like a,
that.
Like a dog walker's thing.
Yeah, but you don't necessarily have to walk it. You can just be like, can I have your dog for a bit? And they're like, yeah.
I was on, I wasn't on Pride Radio. I was listening to Pride Radio.
Dreams.
Yeah. And there was an ad on there for a place that was looking after homeless people's dogs. And I thought, what? Don't the homeless dogs look after the homeless people?
Yeah. I think so.
I'm worried that they're taking dogs off of homeless people and saying, you can't look after a dog because you haven't got a home.
Well, I will fight them if that's the case.
Yeah.
But it also could be people who become homeless and have a dog and don't want to leave them on the street.
Yeah, possibly.
So, possible. Mm-hmm. We'll find out on that one. Because I need to know if I need to go kick someone's head in.
Yeah.
I'm already going to fight with the next door neighbours for putting the trash in my recycling.
Aye.
So, why not fight somebody else? I'm very fighty.
You're going to have to learn to fight with a spear or something.
Ooh. Have you got one? Does that mean yes? But you don't want to admit to it live?
No. No.
Or do you mean you have the tools to make me one?
I... Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, second one. Aye. Just don't tell anyone.
Ostensibly, theoretically.
You could make me a spear. And then I could learn javelin. I used to be dead good at that on sports day. It was the only thing I ever did. Javelin and shot put. Mm. I always got signed up for the 1500 metres. You think I can fucking run 1500 metres? Mm. I mean, I can.
But I prefer not to.
It takes a while and several asthma attacks.
Yeah.
I am overweight.
Mm. Oh, God.
I'm winning. I'm winning.
I feel socially ostracised.
I'll let you have that one as as a pity. A pity-o. Ooh, cereal.
Fine.
Pity-os. Mm. Did you buy any weird cereal today?
I did not buy any cereal today.
No, me neither. I got such a small shop.
I've got three boxes of random cereal.
Yeah.
I've only got one. Two now, because I finished. Just got like the ends of boxes.
I keep buying Crave and Ready Brack.
Yeah.
Because I keep making cookies from Ready Brack.
I can't stand Crave.
I like it.
No.
I share it with the lads as well.
Yeah.
One for me, one for you.
No, it's nice. It's like if you just eat it as snacks, but like the chocolate doesn't melt in cold milk, so it just gets covered in soggy paste.
Yeah, you have to eat it quick. You have to shovel that fucker in.
Just don't do it. Let's have a normal cereal and.
But I like it.
Just have some fucking chocolate then.
But I've got no chocolate.
Don't get chocolate and don't hide it inside your cereal.
But why not?
Because it gets soggy and it's gross.
Right, well, you don't have to eat it.
Oh, I won't. I refuse.
Are we falling out over cereal?
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
We can't have...
What broke you? We can't fucking Crave.
Have normal arguments. It's part of our arrangement.
Is it? We have an arrangement.
Allegedly. I don't know.
That one and the other one.
Yeah. Do you remember when we had that just proper screaming argument and I broke my phone because you said that pink makes you angry?
Oh my God, that was our best argument to date. Yeah. Oh, it's like, oh, here's this fact. And you were like, I painted my whole fucking house pink. No wonder I'm mad. And then that was a good 2 day long. Fuck you.
Yes.
We do argue about absolute bollocks.
Well, I got frustrated because you wouldn't listen to me because that was a deeply flawed study that made no sense.
I know, but I was.
Let's not start that fight again.
Let's not do that.
When we're face to face and there are knives in the house.
I mean, what?
Yeah.
Weapons?
Yes.
Never.
Oh, javelin was great though, wasn't it?
They're like to throw things.
We're doing track and field, and they're like, oh, I better not be track. And they're like, it's field. Yeah!
I get to throw sharp things.
Just stand speaking shit in the line for like an hour and then throw something.
And then go back in the line.
And then don't get bullied all afternoon because the Travers know that you're actually quite good at throwing sharp things.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Oh, we used to do it where like. Proper sports day were when the parents came and when you did the track stuff.
Okay.
But stuff like javelin and shot put and discus and that, I did all of them because I was butch before I knew I was butch.
Yeah.
And it used to be like, oh, it's at 2 o'clock on Friday, you have to do shot put. Mm-hmm. And then it'd be like in the middle of a lesson, which I fucking hated.
Yeah.
Like, oh, are you going to come and do the shot? Yes.
Yeah.
Fucking, I'm out of here.
Yes.
I don't think there was a lesson I didn't like.
Yeah.
Thinking about it. I was a proper swat, but yeah. I'm not bothered.
That's fair. I was a bit of a swat now.
I liked homework. I like learning. I like
never
structure.
Never done homework in my life.
Oh, no. I did too much homework.
Mm.
And yeah, I don't think there was a lesson I didn't like. I liked all of it.
Yeah.
Some of it was, like, stifling in creativity and what you can and can't do. But it taught me some sort of basic life lessons, I suppose.
That's funny.
Yeah. And how to not be bullied and just be funny instead.
Yes.
That's always a fucking killer. I haven't got punched in years. Mostly because I'm fucking hilarious.
Yeah, fair.
Which Adam's still mad about, by the way.
Good.
So... for those at home who don't know my lad, I don't think anyone knows my lad, to be fair.
It's for the best.
Yeah, he's a gobshite. I made a statement a couple of weeks ago that I said I was funnier than him.
Oh, yes.
And he's still holding a grudge because he's a fucking wiener.
He is a big, huffy wiener. That's fair.
But it's lovely, though, because he's this, like, big, hard lad. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday there was a spider on the living room floor and he threw fucking midget gems all over. Get it, fucking get it, get it. I was like, oh, you're a big hard lad and I'm the one fucking getting the spiders.
Sitting tucking puff, into his midget gems.
Tickling me on the sofa, yeah. Being a little bastard.
Yeah.
Can't help himself.
I haven't had midget gems in ages.
The ones from Tesco's are dead nice.
Yeah.
They're dead soft.
I don't like Tesco's, I don't, no.
I only go when I come on my way back from my dealer's home.
Yes.
Because it's on the way back and then I can pick up some midget gems and some Barney Bears.
Fair.
But we got beers today as well.
Yes, we did.
8 months of sobriety and I couldn't resist a fucking crate of Coors.
Aye, fuck it.
I've been slagging people off for weeks going, who the fuck's drinking? It's a pandemic. You shouldn't be drinking. I'm going home with a crate of beer because my God, do I need one.
Aye.
And it was nice. But I've had a beer and a burger. Two naughty things I shouldn't have had.
Well, you're allowed a fuck a day every now and then.
I'm allowed a what?
A fuck a day.
It's true. And it was a good burger and I had a can of Red Stripe.
Yes, I made really good burgers, even though they were the shaggy as the burgers.
I quite like them though. And then I ate lettuce.
Well, you haven't had the ones from the Aldi.
No, I haven't.
Oh, they're tender.
But I had lettuce and I ate tomato.
Yes. Well, you wouldn't let me put a fucking molly in there, so you get...
You're not putting gherkins. You're not putting gherkins anywhere fucking near me. No. Not having it.
It's not a proper burger without a sliced molly.
I had some fucking lettuce. What more do you want? I ate leaves.
A midget ate leaves and a little bit of tomato.
And I ate it.
You did eat it.
And I only complained a little bit.
Only a little bit, yeah.
And then I still ate it. So yeah. I get points for that.
Sure.
Because today I am an omnivore.
Oh, Lord. Yeah! This is right. You've went and had a fucking cheeseburger just so you can put that word in the podcast. I am so mad.
You're not, though.
Oh.
I am dedicated to the cause.
That is incredible.
I thank you. I am incredible, yes. I'm also obscene.
Yes.
See, I can't say that word without thinking of fucking Marilyn Manson. That was a good song, though. I know he's a fucking sex offender.
And a Nazi.
Is he a Nazi as well?
Yeah.
I mean, he is Pals with Ninja. And what's his tits? Jack Sparrow. What's his name? Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Ah, he's a bit of a prick as well. I never understood the thing with him either. No. Like, mums go fucking mental for him. He's an odd looking bloke. Like, I don't... What is it? People say, is it like the fucking junkie, like...
Yeah, I suppose it's like the heroin chic thing. But to be fair now, you were saying to me earlier that you had a big thing for Wolf from The Gladiators.
But that was off air. So... You don't get to mention... Fuck you.
Like...
I'm blushing and everything. How dare you? Yeah.
Not
but
even,
I don't understand
not
it.
Not even Hunter or Jet. Fucking Wolf.
Oh, Jet.
I know.
I was so confused so early.
Yeah.
I look back now and I'm like, I didn't just like look up to these beautiful, strong women. I was basically in love with Lucy Lawless from a toddler.
Yeah.
Like, she's beautiful and strong and nope, you absolutely fancy her.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot deny that at 30 years of age.
So I had like a similarly complicated thing
with
several women, really.
Many women.
Because like, let's say Lucy Lawless, for example, and that. I'd be having feelings, but I would only be able to interpret them through, like, the lens of being a boy and being attracted to them.
And that's then, normal, quote-unquote.
But, like, it wasn't really that, but then sometimes it kind of was that, but, like, in a lesbian way, as it turns out, which is, like, totally different. And the boys would be going on, like, whoa, I've got all these sexy feelings now, and I'd be like, ah, yeah, totally. I
want to round and make a pancakes and just play nice.
Yeah. But nice. Just, I don't know.
Not objectifier.
It's just like, yeah. Like.
I'm having that one as well.
Okay. you're definitely winning this round. yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's not until like in later life when I've had a Tumblr and then followed some trans girls and lesbians and went, holy shit, I'm a lot like you. And then just went,
But now you're here.
I'm still here.
Yeah.
I don't sound overjoyed about it, but
I am.
No, I am. I am. But yes, you are.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm glad about that.
I'm glad because I'm not really friends with boys.
No, I'm not.
Boys are weird and gross.
That's my favorite.
I live with one.
My favorite thing about not being a boy is that I don't have to be friends with boys anymore.
And the boys that I am friends with are somewhere under the LGBTQ umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
Majoritively.
Yes.
So, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not lads.
Aye.
I can't deal with, like, lads.
Yeah.
I like boys. Like, I don't know how that differs from men to boys. What am I trying to say here? Mm. I've got no fucking idea. But, like, boys are like nice boys, queer boys, alt boys, and then you've got like lads, like just like fuck are you looking at, and I will fight you on the spot, sir, kind of. I don't like them. I don't like lads, but I like boys.
Okay. Yeah, can,
does that make sense to anyone other than you? Probably not.
Well, write in, listeners.
They never do.
They never do.
I keep telling them to and they don't.
You may write in if you want, if you know what the fuck she's talking about. I think I get it.
I don't think I do anymore.
Yeah.
I'm lost. I'm lost in my own trajectory. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
What the right use of that word? My brain's just filled with random O words now.
Mm.
And it's not letting me get anything out. Just like, shout O words. Like, no, keep them in.
Objectionable.
Ooh. I'll let you have that one. Yeah, I'll do the tally when I listen back, like I did with this one.
Yeah.
I'm still mad you won the K round. I'm just mad that I didn't win. I'm not even competitive.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
How? Give me. I want examples of how I am.
I mean, this is a pretty good example.
Fuck you. Fuck you, ma'am. Fuck you. Objection! Objection in the courtroom.
I'll allow it.
Fine. Cow.
Yeah, I've got some ones, but I can't work them in. I had an opportunity to work one in earlier, but I went in a different direction and did my quote of the week, and I shouldn't have, because then I could have had the letter.
Well, do you want to tell me what it is?
Okay. Well, we're on about how America's shit.
Right.
Earlier on. And then, you know our favourite band?
Which one?
The one from Pity Me, Durham.
Marta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, half of them.
Yeah.
That's Unsend, right?
Aye.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that stands for One Night Stand in North Dakota.
Does where, it?
Yes. Which is about the laws about, like, abortion in America.
That's very political. I did not know that.
Yeah, oh, Unsend are political as fuck.
I mean, I know the political, but I didn't know that was the...
Martha are more about, like, gay love songs, but they're still a bit political. But Unsend are political as fuck. You should listen to more of their music.
They sort of, when you put them on YouTube or whatever, they sort of all intermingle in. And it's nice, and then you end up with, like, Martha and Onsen and Spook School and...
Spoon Boy just, and Colour Me Wednesday.
They all just sort of mix in, and you're like, oh, Tessa Violet, you fucking puff.
Uh-huh.
It's wonderful. Queer anthems for the afternoon. And then he walks in and goes, what the fuck are you listening to? You listening to gay stuff again?
Yes.
Yes, I am.
On Unreal FM.
And I am unapologetic about my eclectic queer taste in music.
Genre queer.
Genre queer. That's your whole deal for your radio. Yes.
Because I like a lot of different type of music and I just play whatever the fuck I want. Ain't nobody making me play nothing.
Mm-mm.
So.
Fuck the system. Mm-hmm. Do what you want. Take parts of Satanism and the occult.
Okay.
And roll with it. And don't kill any animals or small children on the way. I mean, unless the animals are for meat or the child is large.
Okay.
there lies your loopholes.
What if the child is for meat?
I'll allow it.
Okay.
We cut that bit out, though.
I don't want to eat child meat, ideally.
No, it'd be a bit odd.
Just as a hypothetical.
Oh, see, that's reminded me of... Do you know who Albert Fish is?
No.
Right, you know I like serial killers? But I like the psychology that goes behind it.
Because we're just talking about the crazy serial. You know I like serial killers. Right, okay.
Right, no. There was a serial killer called Albert Fish, and he was actually in a House of 1,000 Corpses. You know, the Captain Spaulding's murder mystery ride thing. Yeah. You go in, he's part of that.
Uh-huh.
And he was a bit of a sadist, and he was weird, and he used to, like, shove... like needles into his pelvis. Mm. It was an odd bulk, but he was also like a child, just horrible things. He wasn't very nice to children.
Yes.
But what he used to eat them as well, and he used to say like the I don't know why, but that's just eating kids. Albert Fish, first bloke that pops into my mind. I know too much about fucking serial killers. Yeah. There's something very, very wrong with me.
No, it's pretty normal for a white girl.
Fuck off.
I mean, that's pretty normal.
If I hear you are so white one more time. She's mad now.
I'm trying desperately not to call you an albino pumpkin.
An albino pumpkin? That's cute.
Yeah.
Aww. Pumpkins are nice. Little chubby, and you pull the tops off and make fun faces with them.
I like squash.
And then they make good soup.
Yes.
Mm. Pumpkin soup, Kate. Are we just? I'm just playing the fucking name game now. Pumpkin soup, Kate Nash. I love me some Kate Nash.
Yes. I'm just disappointed I didn't go out to see her when she played at the Riverside like last year.
I had tickets years ago to go and see her.
Yeah.
And my friend Chelsea bailed on me last minute. Then the boring ex drove me to Manchester to just get in so I could buy merch. I wanted some records and t-shirt. And then on the way there, his something in the back of his car or the underneath basically just fell off.
Oh, God.
And then we were stranded in Salford.
Oh, God.
It's not a place you want to be stranded in.
No.
So that was a whole fun ordeal. But I've never actually seen Kate Nash.
Yeah, Kate Nash, I know you listen to the show. Can you send our Becky out some merch, please?
I've got Girl Talk on vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
Like, anything else would be appreciated.
Yes.
I do love her. She's fun. I like that weird sort of chatty, like Lily Allen.
Yeah.
I like that chatty...
All right, I'm Lily Allen.
Got no knickers on.
Yeah.
That fucking deal. I love it. I don't know why.
That's Jessie G. Is it?
Every fucking time I get that wrong.
Yeah.
Every time. But same thing. Still chatty. Still nice.
I can imagine Lily Allen's went to bed with no knickers on for an afternoon before.
Oh, I'm sure she does.
Yeah. We've all been to Primark and the elastic gives out. And what can you do?
Take them off. It's easier.
Yeah.
Go commando.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind it every now and again.
No.
You have to be in the right outfit, though.
Yes.
To be going commando.
I wouldn't want to do it in this outfit because I know for a fact that there are holes in these leggings.
I mean, same.
I've got quite a short skirt, so that could just be...
Yeah, I've got quite a short dress on.
Disastrous.
The underneath cycle leggings, so I don't get chub rub.
Yeah, that's smart.
That's what happens when you're a chubby girl.
Yes.
That's what happens when you're overweight.
Oh, God. You've already had that
I've already had that one.
Already had it.
Can I use obese instead, then?
No, you mean not.
By BMI standards, I am obese.
Sure, but BMI is bullshit.
Thanks. I'm beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So fuck you. BMI.
Fuck a BMI.
I'd rather not.
No. It's, should we explain why it's bullshit? Or should we just wrap the show up and go on?
No, you need to explain to me now why BMI is bullshit.
Okay. So what it was the guy who invented it, it wasn't meant to be, like, applied to individuals. It was meant for, like, studying, like population, so like as an average, and he made the chart, and his study found fuck all useful information. Anyways, irregardless, and so he just got rid of it. But then the diet industry picked up this chart and start asserting it as like a pseudoscience, and then they've sort of sold it back to the medical industry, who now use it as a medical thing, even though there's absolutely no scientific evidence to support that being overweight is bad for your health at all. And in fact, for a lot of conditions, it's actually better to be overweight than to be underweight or even average weight.
I did not know that. So I like fun facts.
Yes.
I like it. Well, thank you for telling me that even though I'm chubby, it doesn't matter. And the nurses can go and fuck themselves when they go, you're grossly obese. And I go, fuck you, Sandra. No, yeah. I'm not.
You're disgustingly blonde. Who's the dickhead now?
Oh, she's salty.
But yeah, that's a lot of nonsense. And it goes back to what I was saying before about people being infinitely diverse.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's a different size, shape,
everything,
colour, height, everything. Right down to your fingerprints. Everyone's got different DNA and everything. Every part of everybody is different, so...
And it's our job to put the world back together.
Yes, and it's bad for us to be... I don't know, I think in terms of, like, categories and that. You know, it's very difficult, to be judgmental about people.
Mm-hmm.
When you're like, oh, well, those people will do that, but you don't actually, like, you think about them, like, in terms of...
Yeah. You don't know me.
A demographic, you don't think of them as a person when you think of them as a demographic. And I think that can be dangerous.
Well, that's why I like to judge people on an individual basis.
Yeah.
You can be any religion you like. Mm-hmm. Still be an hobbit. Still be an hobbit. Yes, you may. But I've also met people from, like, religions that aren't very widely... accepted within certain people in the fucking world.
Okay.
Who are the nicest fucking humans ever. But then there are people, like members of my family, who are fucking Protestants, white, and are the biggest knobheads I've ever met in my life.
White
and
Anglo-Saxon Protestants and I'm related are the worst to them. People in the world.
Fuck you!
I know,
fuck
but...
you! I'm all of those things, but Protestant.
This, I'm saying, though, it goes to prove my point... That even though
I'll take that.
Even though white Anglo-Saxon Protestants as a group are the worst people in the world,
I'm not.
Best friend Becky is one, apart from being Protestant.
I don't have a religion.
Yeah,
I'm a bit of everything.
Atheists are twats as well.
I'm not an atheist. I'm a bit of everything.
Agnostic then.
Can I sing Agnostic Front instead?
Sure.
I'd rather not. But
fair.
Do you wanna hear my quote of the week?
I'd love to.
Which relates somewhat into the occult again.
Okay.
And it's abracadabra.
Okay.
Do you know what it means?
No, but I think I should.
Yeah. So it was mostly used, like it's now widely used on stage. As, you know, abracadabra. Boom. There's a fucking rabbit in a hat. But its roots are within. Folk magic, and the first known usage of it was recorded in the 3rd century, And it means, I will create as I speak. And it's Hebrew.
Ooh.
I know.
I'm going to incorporate that into my witchcraft.
Abracadabra, motherfuckers.
Yes.
Fuck yeah. That's
I
it.
Speak that into existence and yes. I will live to see the harvest.
I like it. New tattoo, abracadabra.
Fuck yeah.
I'm going to be fucking covered once this show's over.
I've got a recommendation suddenly.
Have you? Go on, tell me.
Because we're speaking about magic, I read this book called Carter Meets the Devil, which I will lend to you because you're in a whole reading thing at the moment.
I'm on my third book in a week.
And it was really good. I don't normally read books, but I could not put this one down. It was about this magician. It was a real magician. It's based on a true story. He was an escapologist, primarily. And it's a bit of a weird story, and I can't remember all the ins and outs, so I won't spoil it for you or the listeners. But Carter Beats the Devil, give it a read if
I
you
want
like
that. I want to read
magic
that.
And mystery and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm still reading my book that I recommended last week. Well, I'm actually on the third one of the series, which is the final one, and I'll happily re-recommend. Re-recommend that because it's fucking beautiful. And I had a rant to you the other day about a character coming out as trans, and there's four fucking pages of this glorious humans, like, just read it.
Yeah.
Just read it. It's amazing. It's the third installment. Well, there's three books, and it's called The Infernal Devices.
Yes.
And it's part of the Mortal Instruments sort of series. You may have seen the series on Netflix or the film. The books are way better. I know that's cliche as fuck.
Yeah.
But the film and the TV series are fucking awful. They do not stick to script. They go well off on a tangent and it doesn't make any sense and I fucking hate it. Except Jace in both of them does give me a bit of whoof.
Okay.
He's a man in leather running around killing things with knives. Of course. And fucking, come on, it's me. Fair. I'm a dirty perv. But yes, go read that and also give us your money for merch.
Yes.
So we can donate it to Liam for Liam's top surgery, which I will post another link about because Liam is lush. Yeah, that's it.
That's all we've got time for this week.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap, kids.
Fuck yeah! Episode 21.
Bye, friends.
Bye, friends.